Welcome to the Transom Podcast, a monthly roundup of the new features on the transom.org website, providing mathematical puzzles, games, learning activities, and the ever-popular mathematics lesson starter of the day. Here's your host, John Tranter.
Hello and welcome to podcast number 113 for the month of April 2024. It's a great pleasure to record this podcast for you. And we will begin, as usual, with the puzzle of the month. Now, if it's convenient, a pencil and paper might be useful at this point. But if not, well, you might be able to do it in your head, but otherwise, rewind or replay the podcast when you've got some time and a place where you can write something down. Okay, here we go. This is it, the much heralded puzzle of the month. A minus 3b plus 5c equals 37. 3a plus 7b minus c equals 47. A plus b plus c equals d. What's the value of d? What's it worth? What's the value of D? That's the puzzle of the month. I'd love to hear how you solve it or try to solve it or your students solve it. Please let me know at podcast@transom.org. That would be great. Okay, so while you think about that, here are some of the key resources added to the Transom website during this last month. Firstly, we have Pythagorean Probe. This probes a little more deeply into Pythagoras' theorem. And, well, it's a multi-level set of exercises that are self-marking, which begin with very straightforward applications of Pythagoras' theorem. So you may want to use that with your Year 8s. But it leads or probes a lot deeper with algebraic puzzles as you get to the higher levels. All answers are integers, so a knowledge of the Pythagorean triples might also be an advantage, but not necessary. Captain Obvious always gives the most predictable answers to maths questions. Think outside the box by playing this other new resource called the Uniqueness Game. So this new whole class game was inspired by an excellent resource shared on social media by John Rubinstein. So six categories are displayed on the whiteboard. You need to project this onto your whiteboard for all the students to see. And their task is to think of an example for each category, but to try to make their choices unusual. Captain Obvious has already determined the predictable, vanilla, common example, and students will earn more points if their choices are not the same as his. So mini whiteboards would be perfect to use for this activity. Unfortunately, I no longer have a class with which to try this activity, so if you do, please let me have feedback if you play this game with your class. So there you go. The levels go from Year 5 to Year 13, and there are a number of categories. Subscribers can choose which of the 12 categories available are projected, and the students score points for getting a correct answer, getting a correct answer that that's different to Captain Obvious's example, and also a bonus point if their example is unique within the class. Nobody else has got that same example. Anyway, give it a go and please let me know if you do and how it goes.
You can find Transom Mathematics at www.transom.org.
So, this podcast is going live on the 1st of April, which many will know as April Fool's Day, the day when people play practical jokes and hoaxes on each other. And the starter of the day for the 1st of April is called 1 out of 10. And it's a cunning way that you can enjoy the fun of this special day at the expense of your students. Be sure to do it before midday though, because that's when your license to fool expires. Or at least as I remember it from my childhood. Okay, have a go at that, April Fool. Exam season is just around the corner, and there are so many ways the Transom website can be used to help students revise. First, there's the exam-style questions, which are all slightly different versions of questions that have appeared on past exam papers in recent years. The foundation-level questions are presented as self-marking exercises, while the more advanced-level questions are presented with worked solutions. In addition, there's a revision page with helpful advice and resources. Feel free to share the links to those things with your students. And by the way, I should say that all the things I'm talking about in this podcast, you can find the links in transom.org/newsletter. They're all in the newsletter. Finally, the answer to last month's puzzle, which was, given Easter egg baskets that come in sizes of 5, 12 and 18 eggs, what is the largest number of eggs that cannot be purchased using a combination of these basket sizes? Well, the answer is 31. The first five people to send in correct answers were Kevin, Chris, Rick, Soren and George. And some of their answers can be seen at the bottom of the newsletter page, that's transom.org/newsletter, so you can see how they figured it out. But basically, the puzzle was based on a classic called the Chicken McNugget Theorem, if you believe that. It's also known as the Frobenius, I'm not sure how you pronounce that, Frobenius coin problem or the Frobenius problem. And Howie, a well-known YouTube celebrity, demonstrates the solution in a short video, which I've linked to from the newsletter. And I've also linked to more Easter activities, actually, because we're still in the Easter season. Easter is quite early this year. It's almost as early as it can possibly be. So don't miss out on the Easter activities linked from the newsletter. Okay, that's almost all for me. Apart from to say, and this is the joke at the end of the newsletter, but I'm not sure whether it works when I read it out. I'll try. There are 10. You know that number? 10. There are that many types of people in this world. Those who understand binary and those who don't. I'm sure you figure that out. Okay, see you next time. Bye.
Thank you for downloading and listening to the Transum podcast. You can find the website at www.transum.org, where you're welcome to use all of the activities absolutely free, or jump in with both feet and become a Transum subscriber.